Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. There is a unique service happening on Christmas Day. To tell us more about it, joining us on the line right now, Father Roger Kelly, good morning.
Yes, good morning to the Hump Day crew. How are you?
Good morning, Father Kelly. Very
good
well,
morning,
thank
Father.
You.
Good to hear an English voice.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm a Scot.
You're a Scot? Welcome.
Yes,
welcome.
I'm one of the Scots that likes the English.
There's few and far between. There's not many
no,
of you guys out there.
Don't.
I know, yeah. Totally. So we've got a unique, or you've got a unique service coming up on Christmas Day, which thrilled about.
It's less unique. I suppose it's unique, but it's less unique in terms of the fact that we've been doing it now for several years.
Okay.
And this is the church where we have a very, in October, near the Feast of St. Francis, which is October the 4th, always near there, we have a very significant blessing of animals, which is also World Environment Day. And it was such a big event, and we discovered this whole community of people who have such love for their companion animals in particular, that I thought, well, Christmas time, Jesus was born in the stable amongst the animals, which is no mistake, of course. It's all part of the profound message that Jesus was born not just for humans, but for all creation. So we thought, well, this group of people, I spoke to some of them, I said, how would you like to bring your animals on Christmas morning to the stable, as it were? And that's how it started. And people bring their animals, and they gather around the crib, and there's a photo opportunity, of course.
As there always is.
Oh, yes, got to have that. And, around the crib, you've got the ox and the ass and the sheep, and so it seemed, you know, very appropriate that people bring their animals, because Jesus' birth was amongst animals.
It's always to get a nice photo with a nice bit of ass, isn't it?
Not going to comment.
Oh, Father Kelly, move on quickly. Adam's gone naughty.
Father, obviously the story of Nativity encompassing all those animals gathering around the stable of Jesus in Jerusalem?
Bethlehem.
Oh, my Bethlehem. I've got to really freshen up on my Bible studies. Oh, dear.
We are going to send her along, Father Kelly, on Christmas Day to learn more.
She's probably got a cat or something.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, she probably has.
There's a lovely story about the fact that because it was a stable, they may not have been dogs, some say, but because it was a stable where there are rats and mice, there would probably have been cats. So there are lots of lovely stories about cats being one of the unmentioned creatures that were there when Jesus was born. So that's a nice story for cat lovers.
That is. I think Ginny's probably just thinking about the Pussycat Dolls, really, and the lead singer, Nicole.
So, you know, that's what happens, and we have our normal Christmas morning mass, and people bring their animals. I mean, lots of people bring animals here at other times as well. I mean, we're open to all of that, because one of the things we discovered from this event in October is the absolute significance of companion animals to people all through our society. They're very important.
They're an important part of our lives, and of course you can bring them along on Christmas morning mass.
Christmas morning is at 10:30.
Yep, on Christmas Day at the church.
St. James at Inkerman Street, near the corner of Alexandra Street, in East St. Kilda.
And you can attend with your animals or without, just come along and rejoice with you.
That's right.
And Father Roger Kelly will educate you on where Jesus was born, which is in fact Bethlehem.
Thank you for that.
Father Roger Kelly, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Lovely to talk to you all.
That was Father Roger Kelly telling you about the morning mass. You can take your animals along again at the Anglican Church of St. James the Great at 435 Inkerman Street, East St. Kilda, 10:30 a.m. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.